This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Kenneth M. Sauter, Jr. Movant Appellant, Ver. State of Missouri. Respondent, decided July 25th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Kenneth M. Sauter, Jr. Movant Appellant, Vides. No. SD38346, filed. July 25th, 2025, State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County, Honorable Dean G. Dankelson. Circuit Judge affirmed Kenneth Sauter, Movant, appeals from an order denying his Rule 24.035 motion after an evidentiary hearing. One, based on our review of the record, Movant's amended motion was untimely due to appointed counsel incorrectly determining which version of the rules to follow. Accordingly, Movant was abandoned, but no remand for an abandonment hearing is required. When abandonment is clear on the face of the record, and the claims in the amended motion have been heard at an evidentiary hearing and adjudicated, we will review the merits of those claims without further delay. Nelson v. State, SW3D, 2025. 1. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2020, unless otherwise specified. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, 2 WL 2053870 at 3 Motor Bank, July 22, 2025, because the motion court did not clearly err by denying the two claims in Movant's amended motion, we affirm. Factual and procedural background. In December 2020, Movant was charged with the Class D felony offense of burglary in the second degree. See paragraph 569.170. Movant pled guilty to this offense, and a 7-year sentence was imposed on November 1st, 2021. Movant was represented by an appointed public defender at the sentencing hearing, sentencing counsel. On March 14, 2022, Movant filed his initial Rule 24.035 motion to vacate, set aside, or correct the judgment or sentence. On March 25, 2022, the motion court entered an order appointing the state public defender to represent Movant. Appointed counsel entered his appearance on March 31, 2022. The transcript of Movant's guilty plea and sentencing was filed on April 7, 2022. On August 2, 2022, appointed counsel filed Movant's amended motion, 117 days after the transcript filing date. Appointed counsel had not requested, and the motion court had not granted, any extensions of the initial 60-day filing deadline. The amended motion alleged that Movant's sentencing counsel was ineffective for failing to call Movant's mother, and his mental health substance abuse counselor, at the sentencing hearing. The motion court conducted an evidentiary hearing on August 17, 2023. Movant, sentencing counsel, and the two proposed mitigation witnesses testified. On November 14, 2023, the motion court entered an order denying relief. In that order, the motion court stated that the amended motion was timely because it was filed 3 days before the due date of August 5th, 2022. With respect to mother, the motion court concluded her testimony would not have provided any mitigating information not already three contained in the sentencing assessment report, SAR. With respect to counselor, the motion court similarly concluded that her testimony would not have added any material information that was not stated in the SAR. Therefore, the motion court concluded that Movant's counsel was not ineffective for failing to call either witness at the sentencing hearing and that Movant failed to prove any prejudice resulted therefrom. Movant timely appealed that decision. In Movant's initial brief in this court, appointed counsel argued that the amended motion was timely for the following reason. The Office of the Public Defender was appointed on March 25, 2022. The guilty plea and sentencing transcripts were filed in the underlying case on April 7, 2022. Accordingly, pursuant to the then version of Rule 24.035, the amended motion was due and timely filed by August 5, 2022. Effective November 4, 2021, Rules 24.035 and 29.15 were amended to provide 120 days in which to file an amended motion. Record citations omitted. See Rule 24.035, Missouri Court Rules, 2022. Discussion and Decision Timeliness in Scott v. State, SW3D, 2025, WL 253158, Mortgage Bank, July 22, 2025. our Supreme Court reaffirmed the longstanding principle that courts have a duty to enforce the mandatory filing deadlines in Rule 24.035 and Rule 29.15. Post-conviction deadlines play such an important role in the orderly presentation and resolution of post-conviction claims that the state cannot waive them.